the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's mother and father marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
Joseph and I were not prepared for what met us at the temple, the eighth day that we brought our newborn baby to be dedicated. A man approached us and asked to hold Jesus. This being our first time, we were confused and weren't sure what was going on. I thought maybe he would take him to the priest, but instead, he spoke as if filled with the Spirit. Words that seemed to be directly coming from God. As if this wasn't enough, another woman who seemed to illuminate as she approached us proclaimed praises to God and to Jesus' future work in redeeming Jerusalem. With the commotion, we began to feel like we were on display in the temple, which neither of us were comfortable with. Thankfully, once the priest took Jesus to be circumcised, the people disbanded, and we were able to offer our sacrifice in peace. It wasn't until we were on our journey home to Nazareth that Joseph and I held this contemplative silence. And at one point, our eyes locked. And it was as if we both knew what the other was pondering. God was fulfilling something new in Jesus. It was this space filled with both mysterious excitement and holy restlessness.
My name is Simeon. So why did I say those awful words to Mary that brought her holy restlessness and probably holy fear? I once had a dream that I would not see death before I saw the Messiah. So I devoted my life to studying the Messiah. I lived and breathed Isaiah. I had his entire scroll memorized. I also listened every day for God's voice. Some say I had my head in the clouds. I was just trying to pay attention. That day, the Holy Spirit told me to go to the temple. The moment I spotted that family walking toward me, I knew. Don't ask me how I knew. I knew. This was him. This baby would grow up to redeem Israel. I reached for the boy, and his mother handed him to me. I held him, raised my eyes, and thanked God for fulfilling his word. Not just God's word to me, that I would see the Messiah, but God's word to the people of Israel and to the whole world. I read Isaiah enough to know what this would mean for these innocent parents. Heartache. The Messiah would be opposed. Salvation does not come without confrontation of evil. As I handed the child back, I placed my hands on Joseph and Mary and blessed them. Then I looked deep into Mary's eyes and said what had to be said. This child is destined for the falling and rising of many, and he will be resisted by all the powers that be, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. I can't describe the look in her eyes. It wasn't terror. It didn't look like she was about to run. It was a look of deep sorrow, resolve, strength, and a bottomless well of love. As they walked away, I said to myself, "The Messiah is in good hands."
My name is Anna, which I'm told means favor and grace, but I live with many other titles. They look at me and see old. My age brings both respect and sideways looks, wondering when I'll run out of steam. Do I have wisdom, or am I past my use-by date? I wear the status of widow. I could have let grief and my lonely days eat me up, but instead, I entered the temple. Those I love are distant from me, then I will turn towards meeting God. Mostly, I'm referred to as prophetess, one of the only women here to hold that title. My life's work became prayer and worship, so they say I'm a holy woman. From this prayer and fasting, I can sometimes focus in and see what others cannot. So as long as I have breath and these old knees will bend, I will worship the God of my people. But whatever names they call me, I know the name of that boy. I have listened well to the prophets of old, and we have heard whispers of his coming. This makes my lifelong waiting full of meaning. My eyes see and my old ears hear the little baby's cry, and I know that redemption is coming. So hear his name, all you people, Jesus. I thank God that I have lived to meet him. No matter your age or your marital status, when you see the Savior of Jerusalem before you, you throw your hands up in worship and praise.
On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. He was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.